Okay, so there's a well-known halacha that is quoted in the Shulchan Aruch in Simin Tuf Pei Tes, halacha Zayin and Ches, that if a person misses the Sfiras HaOmer at night, let's say a person last night was 11, right? Let's say a person doesn't count, last night was 12, okay? Let's say a person didn't count last night. So the halacha is if you miss the entire night and the entire subsequent day, you can no longer continue counting with a bracha. You're, so to speak, out. Game over. You lose. However, if you did count during the day, even if you missed it at night, and now you missed counting last night is the 12th night of the Omer. Today you want to count the 12th day of the Omer. You want to count now is day 12. The halacha is, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, I'm sure people know this, you count without a bracha, and you can continue counting tonight until the end of Sfiras HaOmer with a bracha. In other words, if you miss the entire night and day, game over. But if you miss at night, you have a chance to kind of make up with the day. You count without a bracha, and this way, you can continue counting tonight, which would be 13, 14, 15, and onward with a bracha. So far, so good. Pretty straightforward, correct? The question is, what's the svar for such a shita? The truth is, it's not actually the Shulchan Aruch wasn't the first one to say this. It's a shita of the Bahag found in Menachos and Daf Samachay, as well as the Bahag quoted by Tosfos and Menachos Samachay, as well as the Bahag quoted by Tosfos and Megillah Daf Kaf. And the question is, what's the svar? What's the rhyme or reason? What's the logic for such an opinion? And I'll strengthen the question, not just what's the svar for, but I'll ask it in attack format. It seemingly makes no sense. What's the status of the daytime? If I'm actually fulfilling the mitzvah by counting during the day, then what would I expect? A bracha. And if I'm not fulfilling the mitzvah by counting during the daytime, then what? Then I should be done. Why am I allowed to continue counting tonight and tomorrow night and so on and so forth with a bracha? The way I formulate the question is, mimad avshach. If it's a ma'isa mitzvah, so make a bracha. And if it's not a ma'isa mitzvah, then l'chor, it's meaningless, and therefore I should not be able to continue counting tonight, and so on and so forth with a bracha. Essentially, that's the kasha. So far, so good? Now, the standard explanation for such a shita is found in the Pri Megadim, in Eshel Avram, right here in Sifkat Yud Gimel. The Pri Megadim says, the svar for the Shulchan Aruch is Sveik Sveika. There are two Sveikos over here. What are the two Sveikos? One Sveik is it one mitzvah or 49 mitzvahs? This is a classic methodological move. Is it one mitzvah with 49 different parts, or is it 49 different mitzvahs? If it's one mitzvah with 49 parts, once I miss an essential part, I can no longer continue with a bracha. However, if it's 49 independent parts, and just because I missed number 33, doesn't have any impact on night 34. It's a brand new ma'isa mitzvah. And says the Pri Megadim, that's probably the machlokas for Rabbeinu Tam and the Ri, according to Rabbeinu Tam, once you've missed counting one night, you can never count again with the bracha. And according to the Ri, no, you can always count one night. Sfiras yomim anu einon ma'akvo zuadzu. One's not ma'akiv, the other one. You can continue counting with a bracha. That's one suffix. Lahalacha. Do we follow Rabbeinu Tam or do we follow the Ri? Says the Pri Megadim, we're not sure. Then there's a second shaila, also a machlokas we've shown him. What's the halachic status of counting during the day? Must one count sfira only at night? In which case the day would be meaningless. Or one can count either by night or by day. And that's a machlokas we've shown him as well, and says the Pri Megadim. Neither one of these halachic machlokasim were ever resolved. Both of them remain as sfeikos, and therefore we have a sfeika. Let's just talk it out. If I missed counting last night, I can count during the daytime. What does that accomplish? Well, there's a 50% chance that I fulfill the mitzvah during the day. And even if I don't fulfill the mitzvah during the day, still there's a 50% chance within that first 50% chance that I can continue counting with a bracha anyway, because you can always count even if you miss. And I'll say it backwards. If I miss a day, maybe I can continue counting with a bracha, and I'm not even sure I miss counting with a day because maybe the daytime counts. So ultimately, it's a 75-25 split. Since the Pri Megadim, or what's called a steak seka, and therefore halacha lemaisa, you can continue counting with a bracha if you count it during the day. Now, if you're wondering why then during the day do I not make a bracha, the answer is because, well, since it's only a 50% chance if I'm fulfilling the mitzvah during the day, it's a suffix brachos, and just like all sefekas derabbanan, we say suffix derabbanan lekula. We certainly say suffix brachos lahakel. If a person is not sure if they made a shahakel, if a person doesn't remember if they made a brain of fashos, we don't go back and make a bracha achrona again, because it's suffix brachos lahakel. And therefore, says the Prima Gadim, that's the svara for the Shulchan Aruch. Questions? Good. The reason why, again, the daytime, is it a nice mitzvah? Suffik. Therefore, you don't make a bracha. But that suffik, combined with the next suffik, even if you did miss, perhaps you didn't count it anyway, is a sveik sveika. Now, this is exactly how the Shulchan Aruch paskins, and that's probably the correct interpretation of the Shulchan Aruch. However, I mentioned earlier on that the Shulchan Aruch wasn't the first one to make this point. The Bahag makes it before him. Now, it could be the Bahag had the same two sfeikos in mind, but it's difficult to imagine that. He may even say Beferish not that way. Listen to the Lashon of the Bahag. If a person misses at night, count the next day without a bracha. If you forget the laila and the day, lo yimana o bracha. Why not? The beina tamimos v'leka. The svara of the beina tamimos v'leka does not sound like it's a sveik. It sounds like you've missed an entire day and therefore no good. You need the sense of tmilus. And if you missed a laila vayom, then there's no tmilus. If you have a day, perhaps you have some type of tmilus. How, I guess the question is now Padre Kushal Duchta in the bag, what type of tmilus is there? Again, imanavshas. It doesn't sound like he's saying a snake snake, so therefore, what does the Bahag have in mind? Again, for the Shulchan Aruch, you can argue snake snake. But the Bahag, he doesn't sound like he's saying a sveik sveika, and therefore the question is, what's the svara for the Bahag who has the exact same opinion that counting sfira during the day allows you to continue counting, even though you do not make a bracha on it? That's kasha number one. The Bahag, you know, maybe even the Shulchan Aruch, although the Shulchan Aruch can be easily explained with the Prima Gadim, the Bahag cannot. Shita number two. Shita number two is the opinion of Rav Haigon. Rav Haigon is quoted in the Bir Halacha, right there in Tuf Pei Tes Sifkat Neches. He writes something fascinating. He writes, if a person missed, let's say, 12 at night, and they missed the whole day of the 12th day of the Omer, come tonight when it's the 13th day of the Omer, come tonight when it's the 13th day of the Omer, they can say, yesterday was 12, and today is 13, and continue counting with a bracha. The question is, what's the svara for Rav Haigon? You could say, yesterday was 4, and today is 5. Why? Why? What's the svara for Rav Haigon? How does that make any sense? You missed the entire day. What's the svara for Rav Haigon? One may even wonder, within Rav Haigon, there's room to further ask the question, which is, let's say you missed 2 days. Could you say yesterday was 3? 2 days ago was 2. And tonight, for how much can one make up? Rav Haigon doesn't address that. At least I have no idea. But at least one day you can make up. What's this tashlum? And how does that work? What's the svara for Rav Haigon? Shita number two. So far, so good? Shita number three. The Beis Yosef quotes, right there in Siman again, Tuf Pei Tes, quotes the Machzor Vitri, who quotes Rashi. He's got an unbelievable shita. The Machzor Vitri quotes Rashi, who argues that if, let's say, a person's davening early, or whatever the case may be, you can count early in the day. Exactly how early is not so clear. Does he mean after Shkia? Does he mean before Shkia, but after it's Plag is even before Punkler, because you can count early in the day without a bracha. And if you remember later on, count with a bracha. That's what the Master Richard quotes Rashi to say. So far, so good. In other words, let's say it's 3 o'clock or 4 o'clock, maybe even 6:30 in the afternoon. You say, tonight is the 13th day of the Omer. If you remember at 9 o'clock at night, you make a bracha and you count the 13th again. If you don't remember, you can just continue counting with a bracha. Now, this is somewhat puzzling for two reasons. Number one, I'm not sure how early you can go. He's not clear, but it sounds like you can even go maybe even before Shia. Really? It's not even the daytime. It's not even the right day. And more than that, there seems to be no Tanah. Meaning, if you would have told me, I'm counting now without a bracha, Al Tanah, or my Kavana is Al Tanah, then if I remember later on, so what I'm doing right now should be meaningless. But if I forget later on, then I want this to be Nichsha, my Sphira, I want this to count as my counting, because I'm afraid lest I'll forget. He doesn't mention any Tanah, he doesn't mention anything. So it's shocking. Again, it's similar to the amount of shock. If you're fulfilling the mitzvah now, how can you count later on with a bracha? And if you're not fulfilling the mitzvah now, then what are you accomplishing? So far, so good? Okay, I got two more features for you, and then I'll share with you a fascinating, an einfalt, a fascinating idea that my Soloveitchik suggested to explain all of these shittas. So far, so good? We have the shita of the Bahag. The Bahag believes, again, if you miss Sphira at night, you can make it up during the day without a bracha. You have the Shita of Rav Haigon, who believes not only during the day can you make it up, you can even make it up what?
Yeah.
The next day also. And the Master of Vitri said, no, could you make it up then? You could even make it up the previous day. These guys are all kind of conceptually very similar. I have to figure out what's going on over there. Next, you have the Shita of Rav Sajigon. Rav Sajigon, he's quoted by the Tur, and also in the Tuf Pei Tes, writes something fascinating. Says Rav Sajigon, if you count the first night, even if you miss nights 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, until 48, you can count 49 with a bracha. That's the Shita of Rav Sajigon. If you count the first night, you say, tonight is the first night of the Omer, and then you miss, I don't know, whatever you miss, you can continue counting with a bracha. Everything depends on the first night. If you count the first night with a bracha, even if you miss the next 47 nights, you want to count, you know, the 49th night with a bracha, that's okay. However, if you miss the first night, and you count 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, all the way down, you cannot count with a bracha. It all depends upon the first night. So the question we'd like to ask, Rav Sajigon, is what? Madishtana halayla hazemi kol halayla. Right? Why is this night different? What's unique about the first night that somehow that determines l'chor, if I miss a night day two, it's the same as missing a night day one. What's the difference between missing a night day one versus day two? And the last sheet is the Sefer HaChinuch. The Sefer HaChinuch quotes this machlokas Rishonim as to whether or not a person who misses one night can continue counting with a bracha or not. He writes one opinion says no, because you missed the night. You missed night 14, you cannot continue. And then he quotes a Yesh Omrim. And the Yesh Omrim says you can continue counting even though you missed the night. And the Lashon, the Svara he gives, it's a fascinating Lashon, he says, Umona Acherim Im Kol Yisrael. You can count the rest of the night, 15, 16, 17, even though you missed 14, it with all of Am Yisrael. And the question is what? What does that mean with Am Yisrael? Like, I don't know, when you lift up, when you blow shofar, do you blow shofar with all of Am Yisrael? Like, you don't find that lashon really used at all. What does it mean you count him with all of Am Yisrael? And if you wouldn't have missed 14, then would you be counting alone? It's unclear what that language is. It's a funny lashon. The reason why you can continue counting is because you're counting with Am Yisrael. What does that mean? What's going on? Based upon these five shittas, Rabbi Soloveitchik developed an incredible idea. Yeah, Leonie, what's that?
Was it the Korban Omer Korban Simcha? If so, does it really not make sense? You're saying just because you forgot it, Tzibor remembered it, if it's Zeher, then Korban Omer,
It's an interesting suggestion. I'm going to think about it a little more properly afterwards. Let me show it to you by Soloveitchik said. A little different. Soloveitchik said, we're making a fundamental assumption that once you put your finger on it, it's off. Maybe you don't have to make it. What assumption have we been making through and through? Certainly with the Baha'i, nearly all these are shown in, we're making a critical assumption. Yeah?
You have to say it on that day?
Well, the Baha'i believes you do have to say it on that day, but...
They would disagree on that assumption?
Okay, but why? We kind of phrased the question in the beginning of the Baha'i was, if you're fulfilling the mitzvah, then make a bracha. If you're not fulfilling the mitzvah, then what are you accomplishing? It kind of sounds like an all or nothing type of presentation. Perhaps it's not an all or nothing presentation. Perhaps there's something in between doing absolutely nothing and fulfilling the mitzvah. The question essentially was rooted, predicated on the assumption. Well, if you're not fulfilling the mitzvah, how can you continue counting? Well, maybe there's another reason that you can continue counting, even if you've not fulfilled that mitzvah. L'mashal. 3, 9, 14, 27. What's the next number? What comes next? I don't know how you do that. It's totally arbitrary. 3, 9, 26, 44, I don't know, hike. But you don't know what comes next. It's totally random. Why? Because there's no pattern. How about this one? 1, 2, 3, 4? Yeah, you all knew that. Why? Because there's a very clear pattern that I'm established. Soloveitchik suggested that Sfiras HaOmer is not a mitzvah to label the day, it's to count. If I wake up on the 15th night of the Omer and I say, hey, tonight's the 15th, I didn't count. All I did was label it. Why didn't I count? Because the definition of counting, let me start with this definition, the definition of counting is a continuous sequence from one number to the next, starting with one, moving to two, eventually three, four, and five, and so on. You need a continuum. It can't just be throwing out numbers. And therefore, as Soloveitchik suggested, let's start with the Baha'i. If a person misses the sphere at night, they cannot fulfill their mitzvah because the only time to fulfill the mitzvah is at night. However, you can do something during the day. What can you do during the day? Count. Without a bracha, why? Because it's not a mitzvah. Well, then, what are you accomplishing during the day? You're making it a yom, we'll call it a yom safur. You're making it a counted day. You're continuing your count. You're facilitating tomorrow's count. In other words, although I didn't fulfill my mitzvah, maybe the opportunity to count in the future is not based upon whether or not I fulfilled my mitzvah yesterday. It's whether or not my counting tonight is in sequence. It's a continuum of the previous day's counting. And therefore argues the Baha'i, if you call the 14th, the 14th on the day of the 14th, at night you fulfill the mitzvah and facilitate future counting. If you do it during the day, you don't fulfill the mitzvah. Hence, there's no bracha, but there is that second component, which is calling it the right day on the right day, which facilitates your count. You're continuing your count. You're enabling yourself to continue counting tomorrow. When you count at night, you're essentially doing two things. Both fulfilling the mitzvah and enabling yourself to continue counting tomorrow. Says the Baha'i of the day, you get one out of those two. If that's correct, we can understand Rav Haigom as well. According to Rav Haigom, what are you doing if you miss the night of the 14th? The next night you say, yesterday was the 14th and tonight is the 15th. You didn't fulfill the mitzvah, it's not even the right day. But what did you accomplish? What did you accomplish?
Continue.
Exactly. You've enabled yourself to count tonight and make it a meaningful count. You've furthered the continuum. You've continued this sequence. Same thing with the Master Vichy. According to this Master Vichy, quoting Rashi, not only can you continue the sequence and call tonight the 14th and tomorrow the 15th and tonight the 33rd and tomorrow the 434th, if you count like the Bahag on the day itself, or even the Rav Hagel after the day itself, but even just before the day itself, you can say tonight will be the 13th and tomorrow, and that's good enough to enable tomorrow night to feed a count the 14th, the regular Maisa Mitzvah, because you can continue your speech. And so far we've explained the Bahag, Rav Hagel, and the Machshavah Vitri with Rabbi Soloveitchik's important Yisod. How are we doing? So far so good? Questions? Yeah?
All right, according to the Machshavah Vitri, when you count before and you forget the bracha that night, is that counting still...
You did not fulfill that mitzvah, but what you did do is... Exactly. You're establishing yourself as a person counting for tomorrow night, and the continuum continues. If that's correct, maybe we can even understand Rav Sajida. What's the Svar for Rav Sajida? What's the Svar for the first night? What do you suggest?
It starts the count.
When you count the first night, you say tonight is night one. What happens automatically? Tomorrow's night two. And after that, night three. You've set into motion an automatic continuum. When I say tonight's the first night, when you call today Yom Rishon, you know 3 days from now it's going to be Yom Revi'i, because you can just figure it out yourself. Says Rav Sajida, the way you have a halachic sphere, the way you count each day, it's, again, it's built along the same principle, it's just a little bit different. According to Rav Sajida, you don't have to articulate it like the Bahag, Rav Hagel, and Master Vitri hold. And he goes one step further. Not only is it not articulated, but you can create a counted day by setting it into motion, and it happens automatically. Mashenkin, the first Rishi, doesn't believe you have to do it, and do it sometime near the right day. And if that's correct, we can understand the Sefer HaChinuch's Lashon as well, says the Sefer HaChinuch. Even if I miss a day, I miss number 31. Or in Mitzvah number 32, I can continue counting with Am Yisrael. Why? What role did Am Yisrael play? What did they do? What did they achieve? What did they accomplish? Continue. They created the continuum for me. If all of Am Yisrael counted the 14th night, and now it's time for the 15th night, and I say, well, you know, I can count the 15th night. How can I count the 15th night? Says the same Rachinov, the Svara is that since they've all counted the first 14 nights, even if you yourself didn't do that, you can continue counting along with them because you're not labeling it for the first time, the 15th night. You're built off of the first 14 nights, which you yourself, or perhaps Am Yisrael, have done. Lamai Nafgamina, I don't know, maybe the Sefer HaChinuch, the Nafgamina is between each one of these. Fascinating one for the Sefer HaChinuch, all about Am Yisrael. Forget to count one night. Maybe everyone's done, I don't know. Be interesting. Let's take a quick round of questions, and then I'll share with you one or two more thoughts as I try to get rid of these hiccups. Yeah, 1, 2, 3, 4. One.
So, what's your Saturday goal? What happened if you didn't start on? What if you forgot to count the first day?
You can't do it. You can no longer count. Because once you start, hey, tonight is day two. That's not a counting. It's a label.
What was the same right now? So, like, what's the fifth night? On the sixth night, do you have to have Kalbana that in Israel?
I don't think so. I think you can just count with them because their counting counts for you.
Does that count like if it was two nights or three nights? Like
presumably.
According to Rasad, wouldn't you need like the first day and something else? Because if you have like to make a pattern, you need two things. Because I could say Sunday is the first day, and then Tuesday is the second day, and then every 3 days or every 2 days.
It's a good question. I mean, theoretically, that's true. One, two, what's next?
Three.
Maybe it's 4, 8, 16, 32. I'm not sure 2 days is set to pattern. If you would have such a sheet out there, that would be the smarter for it. But I can understand also that when it comes to labeling consecutive nights, it's pretty clear. Tonight is the first night. You don't have to say tomorrow is the fifth night, and then it goes, in increments of four. You wouldn't have thought that. It's pretty understandable. If tonight's the first night, tomorrow's probably the second night. just kind of makes sense that way. Yeah.
Well, I remember you said you can say that. If you say the second day, that also applies in the next day to the third.
Yeah, but you didn't start with day one. If you start off saying, hey, tonight's the second night, today's the second day, that's labeling the day, not counting. By definition, counting starts with the one. I could see someone disagreeing with them, and matter of fact, many of you shouldn't do. That's as far from the issue. Yeah.
I was actually disagreeing with Ariel on that. Why don't you say that once you count the first day, why do you need to count before you end it? Start the counting words before you accomplish.
Well, what you've done is you've created, there's a ma'aseh mitzvah to actually count and say tonight, you know.
But that's part of the mitzvah.
Correct. Well, in terms of creating a yom sefor,
right.
The first night,
that's it.
And now the question is, do you want to fulfill the other 48 mitzvahs? The answer is, I imagine so. You look like a firm guy.
Where does Rizalbeke get all this idea?
He's a very smart man. He read these Rishonim, had a lot of kasha about him, and developed a theory that put it all together. And then he pointed out, if you look carefully, to Lashon HaBahag, he says, the Svari, the Bidina Tanimus Veleka, doesn't really sound like we're talking about a sake. It sounds like we need a complete unit of 49 days. The Tanimus is not in 49 mitzvahs of consecutive, one after the next, but it's a continuum. Tanimus means one after the next. That's exactly what the Bahag's saying. Right? His Svari is, if you miss a night somehow and you count during the day, you have tamimus. If you miss a night and a day, you lose your tamimus because the continuum is broken. That's exactly the lashon the Bahag uses. It's not just mashma the Sefer Achinuch's language, it's mashma the Bahag's language. And that's where Salvechik's fascinating to finish. Yeah, quickly.
Is the Sefer Achinuch based off the Rav Sadia, or like a little bit?
I don't know if the Sefer Achinuch said, hey, I like this far for Rav Sadia, but I'm going to try to understand it a little differently. I don't know exactly how, you know, the Sefer Achinuch got that. Did he just think, hey, the Torah says something called sphere. What does sphere mean? I'm not sure if he thought of the idea on his own or built it off of other Rishonim or Gaonim who lived before him. My history is not good enough, you know, and it's not clear from his Lashon, so my alumnus isn't good enough in this particular case either. I don't think he can now. Then Rabbi Soloveitchik had two interesting little extra ha'aras based upon this fascinating finish. Number one is a potential nafkamina. Let's say, if I walk in and tell you guys, paskin the following shaila for me. I know I did not count the fifth day. Can I count the sixth day with the brach? What's the answer? No. Let's say instead I say something else. I don't remember if I counted last night. I'm besuffic if I counted last night. And now it's already, you know, tonight. Can I continue counting with a bracha, yes or no? Or similarly, I know I counted last night, but I can't remember if I counted the right day or the wrong day. I counted last night, did I say four or did I say five? I don't remember. Total besuffic. What's the halacha? Any suggestions? How would you analyze that? So halach l'maisa, we don't pass like Rav Haigo. It might be an interesting chumrah to throw in there. If you'd ask me a shaila, I would say, okay, maybe you could throw that in there. But should I continue counting with a bracha or not? I don't think we pass like Rav Haigo. So the prima gadim and that line of reasoning, what would you suggest? I think you should. Why? It's a fake faith. It's not, I didn't count during the day, but it's a different suffix. One suffix is, did I count last night? And there's another one, which is, even if I didn't count last night, there's a good chance that they're not ma'akev day after day, the Shifa Sarei. That just because I missed a day or 2 days or 5 days doesn't stop me. And I'm not even sure I missed a day or 2 days or 5 days. I'm the suffix if I counted the right day or not. So it's a sfeik sfeika. If that understanding is correct, then I should be able to continue counting the bracha. If Rabbi Soloveitchik's analysis is correct, what would the halacha be? Yeah, say a kupchik what? You're not allowed to, because there's no longer two sfeikos, there's only one suffix. We are no longer working with the suffix of whether we pass like a beta time of the read. If I miss a night, can I continue counting with a bracha or not? The reason why the Bahag makes his claim is because I have to properly, you know, count the right day on the right time. Even if I don't fulfill the mitzvah, and I didn't do that, it's only one suffix, and therefore, suffix brachos lahakir, and I would not be able to. See, Rabbi Soloveitchik chaps a chumrah. His svara chaps a chumrah over here. It's a fantastic svara, and it comes with a chumrah. Halach lamais, we pass him like the prima gadol. But nonetheless, it's a fascinating nafkamina. The two different svaras we're suggesting for the Shulchan Aruch Maybe the difference between the Shulchan Aruch and the Bahag, or however you want to call it, the nafkamina would be if there's a suffik yesterday. So if we have the sfek sveka svara, so one of those svekos would carry out to over here, and again you'd have a sfek sveka, and the other Rabbi Salvechik does not build on the sfek sveka, so he would not have. There is Salvechik offered another interesting application of his theory. This is a major, major shaila that every single bar mitzvah boy talks about when he has a bar mitzvah during Sfira, which is, let's say if you have a bar mitzvah during Sfira and you become bar mitzvah on the 16th day, can you continue counting there on up with a bracha? So there's a lot of issues to talk about. One issue is, can a katan do a ma'aseh mitzvah? The first 16 days, was his counting a meaningful counting? Does his counting count? Is it Yerushalayim Sfira? Another shaila is, what does it mean tamimos? Does it mean 49 days or as many of the days as you can possibly do? There are those who say, hey, his tamimos is, I don't know, 49 minus, 33. Maybe 33 is tamimos for him, and it does count. There's a lot of discussion to be had about this. Rabbi Salvechik offered a new insight. What insight, mahalacha, might be relevant for a bar mitzvah, we're based on the Salvechik's theory.
Whether or not Sfira's over is one mitzvah or 49 separate mitzvahs.
That's an important question. That may be part of the shaila as well. If it's one mitzvah, you could do it. 49, maybe you could. But Salvechik said, based on my yisod, you have a lot more insight into the shaila, which is
that you can count every day, but not with bracha.
It's continuously.
Even if the katan did not fulfill his mitzvah. Because let's just say a katan's ma'aseh mitzvah is not a halachic ma'aseh mitzvah. There's no chalos shame ma'aseh mitzvah on it. Still, what might he have accomplished? Exactly. When he said tonight is the 16th, he might not have fulfilled halachically ma'aseh mitzvahs the first 15 nights, but he did properly count them. It could be a katan may have the capability to create a continuum of counting and to facilitate the 16th night being counted properly, even though he might not be able to fulfill the Ma'aseh Mitzvah for the first 15 nights. And therefore, although it's a larger, broader shaila, which has a lot more analysis to go on, nonetheless, Rabbi Salvechik suggests that this may have some relevance in that big shaila of a katan's becoming a gadol, becoming a bar mitzvah during Sfira. Stop here.